From dark to light and living to loving. Your business is as unique as you are. I'm Meg, your host. Calling in Clarity is all about the business insights I have as a spiritual mental projector. We'll talk all things business energetics and marketing. My hope is that you, the powerful creator and healer, can learn to enjoy the journey of entrepreneurship with ease and flow. If that sounds like you, come on, let's get started. We talk about something that I see a lot with the clients that I work with. Now, keep in mind, many of my clients are spiritual healers, and this is going to really impact how you view or your perspective while you listen today. So we're talking about pricing. And there is typically so much trauma and so many beliefs around pricing that are not serving you. So if this feels like a topic that you could benefit from, welcome. Let's dive in. And welcome to Calling in Clarity. Today, we are talking about pricing. Really, we're going to be talking about how to price and how not to price. As a spiritual healer, as even a spiritual person that owns a business. So there are a lot of factors that come into play when we are pricing out our services, our goods, and our products. And typically, many of my clients, and even this is a story I've lived myself, were coming from this place of service. And I think often many entrepreneurs come from a place of service, and then it gets kind of hazy and confusing on how to price things. So I want to talk about not only the factors today that you are meant to keep in mind as you price your products, goods, and services, but also some of the internal conflicts and how we can address that through deep practices within ourselves. So let's go ahead and dig in. So first I want to talk about, you know, what is holding you back? There are probably many of you who are not creating the ROI, the sales, or really like the money in your bank account that you would like to see. And this ultimately is coming from an internal conflict, right? And that's really up to you to figure out what is that internal conflict. Obviously, that's something that I work through with my clients a lot, but there's a lot of digging and there's a lot of, you know, recognizing what statements are being used that are really conflicting the internal beliefs, right? You all know that I love to use your energetic blueprint to help you decode and understand what's going on for you, right? So I want all of you to know that, first of all, it's very rare that someone doesn't have an actual, like, implanted, innate abundance code. I have yet to see a chart that doesn't show exactly how you can open up to abundance and receive. Now, that being said, everyone has this different level, this different, like, base level of where they can open up and receive. And a lot of that is also coming not just from your energetic blueprint, also from trauma, your lived experiences, the conditioning that you've received. So as you're listening, just be aware of that. Be aware of the fact that if you're not seeing the number in your bank account that you desire, it is directly correlated to an inner belief that you have that you don't actually believe. Okay. And hopefully this is making sense. This is really like a deep topic and usually is so much easier to discuss in kind of a one-on-one setting. So you guys know my messages are open to you. But let's kind of talk about some of the examples of what this might look like. So I'm actually going to give you my own personal example. Now, I was raised, I was a pastor's kid. Okay. So I was raised in a very middle class, maybe even like low income family, if you think about it, because oftentimes, you know, the house was given to us to live in versus us like paying a mortgage or rent. That was something that the church provided, was a home. And so, you know, we could have been low income, right? I don't exactly know what our finances were. All I know is that we, you know, didn't have gold spilling out of our pockets. But I was raised in this very service-based home. You do things for others. You open up your doors. You give the clothes off your back if you need to. And while I still believe this, I also believe that I have value, right? So if I am not in a position to give, if I'm not in overflow, then ultimately I'm actually taking away from others by giving something that I don't have. Okay. So what this looked like in my entrepreneurial journey was, first, my first project straight out of college was to start a nonprofit. And I, you know, pushed and pushed and pushed this nonprofit. Obviously, I'm a projector, so pushing doesn't really align for me anyway. But it never worked out, right? I had a couple of people come in, be helped. I was assistants, right? So I changed something. Now I want to just kind of show what this looks like as far as pricing and pricing from trauma, right? So I had this core belief that I had to help others. I could not ask for money if I was helping others. Well, because I was spending so much time in this nonprofit and not being paid, finally, when I had a family, I said, you know, I probably need to have some sort of energetic exchange here, because I'm not going to take away from my family and not have something to show for it. So I created a sliding scale fee for these participants. Now, also to give you an idea, it was a play-based program for kids of all abilities. Obviously, that was, you know, all abilities, whether you were in a wheelchair, whether you were verbal, whether you were like the valedictorian. I mean, everybody come, let's play, let's have community for kids. So I created the sliding scale fee. And once I did that, we went from like 3 kids showing up to like 60 kids. So first of all, that showed me that people find more value in the things that they pay for. So this was a little bit of evidence for me to gather when I was in my entrepreneurial journey at the very beginning, right? Now, eventually that did have to fizzle out regardless, because I was still working a full-time job. I had 2 kiddos, wasn't getting help with them, and I could not, you know, rationalize spending time with other people's kids and not spending time with my own. So that fizzled out. And also, just, you know, I'm a third line, so I was ready for the next adventure, right? Those of you that are familiar with your human design and familiar with third lines, you'll understand that. So all of this to say that when I began my online journey, things really, really shifted. I was I was showing up as the authority, first of all, which made a huge difference. But still, those of you that know my story, you know, abusive relationship, homeless, really having like $0 in my pocket. And so I had to scale from zero, which that's a completely different topic. And we'll probably have an episode about that. For now, what you need to realize in this situation is that I had $0. So in my mind, I was like, how can I ask people to pay me when I can't pay for myself? And this is a question that I hear so much from my own clients. It's probably something that you have said to yourself at one point or another. So in this story, I couldn't pay myself, so I believed nobody else would be able to pay me. So I priced my services extremely low. I'm talking, I was doing human design chart readings for $25. Craziness. And as that started to build, I became bitter, right? It is our projector's not self theme to be bitter when we're out of alignment. Like I'm doing all this work and barely getting paid. So it's time for me to up my prices. And I will also say every single time that I increase my prices, people show up. More people show up, more qualified leads come in. So I obviously want to encourage you to do that and just give you that evidence that this is true. There are people that can pay for your offers. There are people that can pay this increased price that you can't even fathom. And I want you to also, if this is something that you're struggling with, to go look for that evidence yourself. One of the best ways to look for that kind of evidence is to put an offer out, right? An increased offer that showcases you as the authority in the situation. Okay, so let's rewind a little bit and talk about this. Well, if I can't pay myself, you know, nobody else can. This is a belief that so many people have. And I want to tell you right now that it's not fair. It's not fair to you to believe that, because first of all, why would you pay yourself for your services? Like, you already know this. You're an expert at it. You're amazing at what you do. So why would you go buy that from someone else? I have clients who are, for instance, Reiki practitioners, and they do. They love when somebody else can work on them. However, they all can also work on themselves. So it's kind of this idea of, if you can do it for yourself, why would you pay somebody else to do it, right? I know everything about my human design chart. I can do that for myself. However, somebody else, they're not going to want to spend all their years, time, money, resources to look into it. They would rather just have it laid out for them. So of course, my services are helpful to them. And it's a priority, so they pay for it, right? So full circle here. For the longest time, I was always pricing from trauma. And I see this from just not just my clients. These are from, you know, colleagues, friends, everybody. Everybody does this, usually near the beginning of their journey, okay? And if they continue to do this, they fall into the statistic of the 90% of businesses that close their doors within the first year. I don't want that to be you. Also, so let's talk about what you really want to be focusing on as a spiritual entrepreneur. So first of all, you want to put together like an irresistible offer. Do I just give a human design chart reading to my clients? Yeah, I offer those. How often people buy them? Maybe once or twice a year. It's not often, right? My packages are niched. They are geared specifically toward spiritual entrepreneurs, healers, who want to embody their energy and work less, right? They want to have more time for their family, more time to do the things they love, like going on hikes and traveling and doing all of these things. But just a little side note, usually costs some form of money. Okay. I whispered that. Don't know if you guys could even hear it. So the first thing you want to do is take everything, take all of your skills, your resources, your innate talents, and package them up into this irresistible, juicy offer that it's like a no-brainer. Of course I'm going to buy that. Like, of course I want that. Yes, sign me up. So you first have to do this part of it. And then sort of just like step one, two, three here, you're going to start looking at what other people charge for this. Now, you're probably going to have an idea already in your mind. Okay, this is, you know, $1,000 package. That feels good to me. So I want you to obviously keep that in mind. And then go ahead. If you're not like a financial expert, go look at what other people are charging for similar things. Like, just go Google it. So easy to go Google it. So let's say that, you know, you put this offer together and you're like, yeah, this is $1,000. Then you go Google it and you see what other people are pricing for, and you're like, whoa, they're charging $10,000 for that? Huh. Okay, so first of all, mine's a really great deal. Second of all, does that show you the internal growth that you really desire to get to? Because the person that's charging $10,000, they probably don't have any better skills than you do. They probably don't have any more knowledge or, you know, expertise than you do. They have the confidence. They have the practice of showing up as the authority. So I kind of want to, you know, bridge that gap for you. But now you have this, like, kind of this mind game going on. You're like, is my package $1,000, or, you know, is my product $1,000, or is it $10,000? What feels good to me from there? Like, it is so, so, so important that you can say, even just to yourself, what your price is and feel amazing AF about it. Okay. I was just about to drop the F bomb and I decided not to. See, like, still working on that. So you guys, it's not a comparison thing. It's saying, whoa, that's really worth this. Okay. How do I feel about that? Like, it is, again, I'm just stressing so much. It's important that you feel good about the price. Okay. And it's kind of this, this ever-changing wheel, right? The economy is always changing. So know that your prices are always changing too. And that's okay. Now, the next thing that you want to do is factor in all the resources that you have spent to create this package. So there's your time, right? There is financial investments. You know, if you are a life coach, then, especially if you're a certified life coach, right? Then you spent, you know, maybe $900 on a certification process. That's just an example. You may have spent much more than that. So you're factoring this in. You're considering what's the time, what's the financial input that I've invested here. Maybe you have a physical location and you have to pay rent for that. That needs to be a factor of your prices. And also, like, the knowledge and resources. So I use the certification program as an example. However, you know, did you buy like 20 books that you read to get information from those? Did you practice on people? You know, when I think about it, and I think about having done $25 chart readings for people, I'm like, well, that was practice. That was my time and energy that I really didn't get much back for. All of these are factors that you can use to say, okay, how am I going to make my return on my investment? I mean, truly, your time matters. Even if it's your time of talking to people, guiding people, coaching people like for free, right? I think a lot of us do that with our friends, and it's a practice. You might do it with your family, with your kids, it's a practice. So what are all the things that you have spent time and money on? Maybe it's an actual college degree, right? So many things that we often forget about, like, oh yeah, I spent my time, energy, and money on that. And we're not factoring them into our prices. And again, spiritual entrepreneurs, myself included, this is often a huge block that comes up. So you say you take all of this, let's say, you felt good about $1,000, you saw this person's offering like the same thing for $10,000. And you come to the conclusion that maybe you can meet in the middle. You're like, okay, $5,000 would be a great start for me. And you start putting it out there. Now, I personally want to warn you that when you begin to put out leveled up prices, it's not going to be like a, hey, I'm at your doorstep. I'm just ready for you now. That often does not happen. You're gonna hear crickets every single time that you sell. Your engagement on is gonna go down, whether it be like conversations, whether it be social media. It's going to go down a little bit. That's okay. Just know that, and we're gonna, regulate our nervous systems for that. But what happens to a lot of people is that they put this leveled up package out there. They hear crickets. They post about it one time, for instance. They hear crickets and they say, okay, that was the wrong move. I'm going to go back down to what I was doing. And the real issue is that you're not stepping into the authority of it. You're not saying this like new price and program with confidence. Your energy behind it matters so much. So if you're still having this conflict of like, I wouldn't spend $5,000 on that, or I was taught to just like give everything. I'm supposed to just give everything to people. Then yeah, it's going to be much more difficult. Do I believe that you have to be fully healed in order to make the sale? No, not even a little bit. So let's say that that you're also, still kind of healing from this mentality of I have to give, 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 and I'm not the receiver. If you really think about it, like I think a lot of people have actually been raised this way. So if this is still something that you're healing from, what I would love to encourage you to do is to set up like a sliding scale fee and an actual application process for that, right? You go to, for instance, the YMCA and you fill out an application to be a member there. They choose your membership price based on your income, not based on what you decide that you want to pay, right? So just as a little example there. So maybe you have a sliding scale. For me myself, I give out one scholarship a month if I have the room for it. Like if I don't have a spot available, I'm not going to offer it. That would be silly. But I have a scholarship program set up because something that I'm really passionate about is ensuring that people have the guidance to grow their programs organically, authentically, their business to take it to the next level with the right support. I mean, not just being told like, this is how you do it. This is what worked for me. So this is what you have to do. But that's a It's a passion thing for me. We're often, by the way, passionate about traumas. And again, my trauma from that would be a whole nother story. However, if I treated everyone like they had had similar experiences to me, then I would be doing my audience such a huge disservice. We are not here to offer the same, trauma solution that we gave to ourselves. We are here to empower people to say, this was my story and it doesn't have to be yours. In fact, my story might not have anything to do with how your life can shift. Little pedestal there, like soapbox. There we go. That's the word. What I want to get at too is if you are pricing things based on a belief, based on a trauma response, based on a like desire to serve, that is all really commendable. And just want to plant this seed for you to consider. Are you serving your highest purpose by doing this? Like, you guys, if you can't feed your family, if you're not sure where you're going to be living next week because you can't pay rent or your mortgage or whatever it is, like, you matter too. You freaking matter. And if you are not taken care of, if you're not filling your cup, you know this as well as I do, you cannot pour from an empty cup. So whether you believe that like money is, the answer to all problems or the source of evil to all the problems of the world, it doesn't matter. You are a child of the universe and you are worthy of being taken care of. So allow yourself to open up to receiving. Okay, there's so many different topics within this. This might even have to be like a series to really, really break it up. I hope I've planted the seed of look at your prices. Do they reflect all of the energy that you've put in to creating and actually giving this to the person who's receiving it? Or is it a price that feels good because it keeps you in your comfort zone and it strokes your ego by telling you that you're doing the right thing? Or on the other hand, maybe you're pricing it too high. You haven't yet elevated to that space of being able to, confidently and authentically show up and be like, these are my prices. You've placed it too high. Nobody's buying it because energetically, like that's static. So here's the question for you. Is, are you coming from a place of ego where I feel I must show up this way and use these prices or else nobody will buy from me? It really can go either way, and I've seen it go both ways. So I invite you to dig into this for yourself, especially if this is, an area where you're seeing like my sales are not converting. Nobody's even like asking to work with me. Nobody's even, stopping by my booth when I have a vendor event. Ask yourself where your pricing is coming from. Give it a masculine foundation of the factors, the time, the knowledge, the resources. And then give it the feminine flow by saying, this is what feels good. This feels playful. This feels expansive to me. Okay. Some nuggets in there. Might have got a little bit wonky. And I hope that something came through for you. As always, my messages are open. Please feel free to send me any questions, any feedback, any thoughts as they come. And remember that I love you. See you next time.
Thanks for tuning in today. I hope you found some breakthroughs for your business. And if you'd like to connect further, you can find me on Instagram at @thatunbrokenguidemeg. Thanks again for spending time with me. I'm honored to hold this space for you.